Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bessel with Professor Richard Epstein, a law professor guiding me, an amateur reader of books, through the question of Jones Day, the very successful global law firm, identified in a new book by David Enrich of the New York Times as participating in decisions that are counter to the wishes of the people of the United States to make it the biggest canvas. And these decisions turn on the pandemic, the question of green, that is climate change, and the question of prayer or religion. We turn to West Virginia versus EPA 2022. This decision, again, was a creative interpretation of law that was on the books in order to extend it to enforcing decisions against the state of West Virginia. Jones Day is identified in the majority. Again, Richard, this is the same you've just introduced. It's the power of the state to take language and use it for what, like a Swiss Army knife, whatever is called for.
It's the same problem of delegated authority. Look, the question of how it is you deal with environment is not an issue that you could simply toss off and say, quote unquote, leave it to the market. The best way to understand environmental law, it's an effort to take the law of nuisance, which deals with the emission basically of filth and gunk into the air, into the waters, into the land, and try to control it. Private lawsuits are very, very expensive to bring. And when you're dealing with something like air pollution, they're utterly impracticable. So you need to do is to have some collective enforcement of this. And the environmental movement, with the passage of the Environmental Protection Acts and the NEPA statute, the National Environmental Policy Act, all around 1970 or so, it was an effort to try and do this. Well, the question then is, what's the strategy on how this ought to be done? And what they did is they created a necessary administrative structure and delegated authorities. And one of the authorities that they delegated was to allow you to create the best system of emissions reduction, the BSER. And the issue is exactly how does that work? It's a nervous problem because you're letting the government determine not just prices, you're letting them determine how people have to configure their equipment in order to keep it in operation. And so there was a concern that you don't require companies to do things that have never been demonstrated to work. And the traditional understanding of this provision is that you are running, say, a building and you have an air conditioning system that's kind of noisy and emits some pollution. You could tell somebody they have to put a better set of filters on it. Or as they used to say in the jargon, what happens is the statute allows you to make changes within the fence, that is, within the grounds on which the particular facility or plant operates. First, the Obama administration then comes forward with a view saying, no, we have a much greater authority. The best systems of emissions control refer to the control of the ecosystem. And what we think is we could put into place a various set of rules on incentives and the like, which will tell companies that unless they reduce their output of fossil fuel emissions, we're going to force upon them requirements to deal with wind and solar energy, non-renewables, through the administrative state. And this is a huge expansion of authority. And what the majority of the Supreme Court said, if you're going to try to do this, at the very least, you have to get congressional authorization for it. There was a famous phrase by Justice Scalia in one of his early cases that dealing with these great transformative themes for the administrative state. He says, you don't conceal elephants in mouse holes. You can find a provision like this, which has a perfectly sensible, narrow reading, and give it this extravagantly broad meaning. And I think, again, that was right. Now, the Biden administration will try to pass legislation that will give it the authority. And then you're going to run into another set of objections, which are fairly raised, as to whether or not the remedy is so disproportionate to the particular harms that they're taking that it's virtually confiscatory or taking kinds of legislation. So, for example, suppose you found a plant that every year managed to eliminate, to extrude into the environment 1 gram of mercury. And somebody says, well, the only way to deal with that, to get it out there, is to shut down the entire plant. I think the mismatch between the size of the leak and the size of the remedy would give rise to some independent concerns, not about government authorization and delegation, but to say, even if Congress did this itself, it couldn't possibly do it because it's just wiping out huge amounts of capital value for no reason. It doesn't fall within the police power. So, you know, you look at all these issues, and what's so wrong about it? Enrich, the guy spends most of his time sneering through his teeth. He's utterly ignorant about the complexity of these things, and at no point does he try to present something that has to deal with the other side of the case. What's going on here is the way the administration looks at it is we think that the environment is a problem. Therefore, we can do everything that we want in order to solve it. It turns out they don't even know whether they're making things better or worse by the problems they do. And so if you increase wind and solar energy, there are huge environmental implications to that because of the erratic nature of the power sources and the huge price escalation that are going to take place. Great Britain is right now in the throes of an energy crisis, the likes of which you have never seen in this country. And these people are pumping to give the federal government the power to do that. And so I take very strong exception to somebody like Eggener. He's a reporter. He has no formal training in everything. And everything he writes is just sort of superficial and sloppy when it comes to the merits. And this is not the way you want public debates to go. And what makes it worse is if you don't know anything about a subject matter, and he surely does not, then what you do is you personalize by taking after a firm which has some of the most gifted lawyers in the United States working on their side, including, I'm very proud to say, many of my own former students, that after a while, the whole thing looks surreal. And I think, in effect, the New York Times should be ashamed of itself for sponsoring books like this and publishing a long article in the New York Times magazine section.
Kennedy versus Bremerton School District, turning on the coach of a football team leading prayer before or after a football contest, and whether that is or is not First Amendment protection. Now, I mention that only because these are three different approaches to the constitutional language. But Mr. Enrich's case is that Jones Day has shown itself to be on one side exclusively or dominantly, and that's objectionable. Now, Richard, the larger point is, as we spoke of Kirkland Ellis, these large successful law firms, are they in a position to be identified with the other side, whether it's accurate or not?
Yeah, actually, there's a serious problem with conflicts of interest. It's very hard to take a case in one area where you're going to attack administrative discretion and then take it in another area where you defend it. So large firms have to have a certain degree of intellectual consistency in order to make sure that they don't violate their fiduciary obligations to their client. In this case, Mr. Enrich was just farcical. They wrote a brief, one of many, many briefs, trying to defend Mr. Kennedy, in which they gave an analogy about telling people that, oh, you know, you cannot wear skull caps in a library because it's a limited system. And he says it's an imperfect analogy. Well, it may be an imperfect analogy, but to think that you're countering or starting a legal revolution when you make a flawed analogy in a difficult case, well, that's just absolutely over the top in terms of what's going on. As I've indicated before, the record in that case is very confused and fractured. But for the most part, the whole way this thing came to public attention.
We've got 30 seconds, Richard.
That the opposing coach and one day complimented the school district, which then went into high gear in a woke style saying, we can't allow this to happen. Wayne may be liable if to torts in for the establishment of religion. So have these bizarre legal theories leading to these crazy kinds of actions in a case that never should have been brought to the Supreme Court. And Mr. Enrich is just way off base when he treats the disagreement in this particular case as something which can divide a nation permanently and forever.
Professor Richard Epstein, Senior Fellow of the Hoover Institution, writing at Defining Ideas. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.